The Los Angeles County city of Southgate used to be known as the Detroit of the West, but the General Motors plant and a Firestone tire factory have closed. Now the town is known for charges of political corruption and election fraud. On Tuesday, residents voted to remove the city treasurer and three members of the city council, including the mayor. From member station KPCC, Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports.
About 150 people gathered on election night in a pre-World War II American Legion Hall. They were supporters of the recall campaign against a three-member majority on the council and Albert Robles, the city's most influential politician. Cheers erupted when the numbers showed the recall and a slate of replacement candidates winning by a 6-1 margin. And the crowd began to sing goodbye to Robles and his three council allies. The Southgate City Council has been the subject of several investigations by state and local authorities in the last couple of years. L.A. County District Attorney investigators arrested Robles for making death threats and for weapons possession. A judge threw out the first case, but Robles is set to stand trial on the weapons charges in March. The DA's office says the investigation is ongoing. The law enforcement scrutiny is tarnishing the city's image, according to Skip Eccles. She moved to Southgate 56 years ago and says Robles and his allies are corrupt, conducting city business through backroom deals and giving city contracts to friends, charges which they deny. Eccles worked for more than a year on the effort to build support for the recall.
You have the heart of the community right here that's worked on this campaign. They tried to make it a racial issue. The Latinos and the Caucasians pulled together. We wanted to get our city back, and we got it.
10 years ago, Albert Robles was a young rising star in South L.A. County politics at a time when Latinos were achieving significant electoral victories in the state. But Robles earned the hostility of Southgate's two police unions after he and his allies on the council took initial steps to dissolve the department and contract out police services. Southgate Police Detective Frank Rivera says this week's recall of Robles and his allies was worth the wait.
I consider Albert Robles to be a piñata. Everybody waited in line to vote, and they did bust that piñata open. And we were able to receive our treat, which is our city back.
This vote was under scrutiny by state elections officials after reports of fraud in previous elections. California's Secretary of State posted fraud investigators around the city on Election Day. In this and previous campaigns, flyers targeted Spanish-speaking voters with crude political hit pieces. And in the week leading up to the recall vote, the council gave away a house in a highly publicized raffle. The winner's picture appeared in campaign flyers sent to voters' homes. Incoming treasurer Rudy Navarro says the new council is more worried about the city's finances. He's calling for an audit.
I'm expecting to find a lot of contracts that are illegal, expenditures that just don't make any sense, and have brought the city from a $13 million reserve to about a $625,000 reserve in a year and a half.
The recall victory may be short-lived. Three of the four recalled officials, including Robles, have filed candidate papers for the city council general election in March. Robles says he's considering that and other job opportunities, including one just hours down the freeway from Southgate.
When I say Mexico, it's not at all tongue-in-cheek. I know I can move and bring visionary leadership to any community in Mexico.
For NPR News, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.